Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
March Madness underway. We're 1 minute from the first final of the tournament. Minnesota on top of Louisville, 77-69. Florida State trailing UVM 16-12 early in the first. Auburn 30-26 over New Mexico State. And we'll keep you posted as those things unravel in one of the best days of the year in American sports. By the way, gave Aaron Rodgers a little too much credit. One of the loopholes has come through. My man Josh at Free on Tuesday on Twitter. Apparently he took that from Shawshank Redemption.
So Rich Lord texted us too and said that. Still good. I've seen Shawshank like five times. I can't believe I don't remember that.
I've seen Shawshank probably like six, and I like it. Not to one-up you or anything like that.
Okay, six.
I'm all
you know,
sudden,
now that I think about it, I've seen it seven times.
I think maybe it was 8.5 for me. I fell asleep on one. I'm open to the idea of Brian Cushing's jersey being retired at NRG.
Right.
And the reason that is because what Oklahoma City did yesterday sets the bar so low when it comes to honoring athletes that I almost think that maybe Julian Davenport should have his jersey retired as well. If you didn't see yesterday,
Julian Davenport,
the Oklahoma City Thunder decided that it would be a good idea to raise their first jersey in franchise history up in the Raptors. And that jersey was Nick Collison, who averaged 5 points and five rebounds during his time at Oklahoma City. Here's a little snippet of the touching ceremony that went down when Nick Collison grabbed the mic as his jersey was going up in the Raptors.
You know, I was here when this thing started a long time ago. Most of the people know the story. We started 3-29. We practiced in an old skating rink. All those things are true. But we went to work in that old skating rink, and we worked day after day. We built something really special here.
No, you didn't. Well, actually, you didn't, Nick Collison. Y'all never won a championship. You never won an individual award. And quite honestly, it's a disgrace that Nick Collison's jersey is now in the rafters of a professional franchise. I joke about Cushing's jersey being raised, but I'm just proportionalizing it and saying that if Brian Cushing did ever have his 56 up there at NRG, it makes a hell of a lot more sense for a two-time Pro Bowler and Rookie of the Year to be up there than Nick freaking Collison.
It's I'm embarrassed for them.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
It's not a shot, you know, because I don't like the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm just saying as an organization, to put Darren Collison's jersey up there. By the way,
Nick Collison.
Darren Collison more worthy. but to put Nick Collison's jersey up there is just an embarrassment. I actually believe that the Texans will, in fact, put Brian Cushing's jersey up there.
No, you don't.
I do. I really do. And that's because.
No, you don't.
Put me in a lie detector. I honestly believe they will. And I think he's probably more deserving. You know, Rookie of the Year, a Pro Bowl, a couple of second-team All-Pros, kind of the heartbeat of the organization, at least on the defensive side for a while. I'm not saying he's Andre Johnson. I'm saying I think the Texans will put him up there. I absolutely do. You don't think they will?
I don't think they should.
Well, that's not what I asked. You don't think they will?
No.
I think they will.
I think Andre Johnson, the only jersey up there right now, I think he sets the bar to where the only guys that are guaranteed to be up there, we're going to see Nuke Hopkins up there eventually, and we're going to see J.J. Watt.
You're going to see Brian Cushing.
If we see Brian Cushing, the bar's lower.
It is slightly lower, but it's not as low as Nick Collison. And here's the other thing on what the Thunder did that bothers me. Keep in mind, his jersey is next to guys like Spencer Haywood and Jack Sikma. Freaking Hall of Famers who deserve to be on that because, you know, they came from Seattle, so those are some of their retired jerseys already. Spencer Haywood and Jack Sikma and Nick Collison. Are you kidding? You're insulting real players. And not to say he's not, but you know what I'm saying. Real superstar players. I mean, that's an insult to those guys. Lenny Wilkins is one of the guys that they've had retired. Jack Sikma was an MVP candidate a couple times. Obviously, Spencer Haywood was a stud, you know, like six or seven time All-Star, and then put Nick Collison up there.
They should almost—I almost think they should lose the franchise.
Sikma should say, "Take my jersey down."
They should send them back to Seattle and let the Sonics go there. And if you're going to put, by the way, if you're going to put Sikma and Haywood up there, why don't you honor Sean Kemp and Gary Payton too? If you are going to take a piece of the Sonics franchise and honor it, then honor Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. But I don't think the people of Seattle would want to see those jerseys up there, so maybe they're being a little bit respectful.
I'm wondering.
Nick Collison is a joke.
I think both of those guys are certainly worthy of their having their jersey retired.
Oh, yeah, they were good players.
Probably Payton more than Kemp, wouldn't you say?
Sean Kemp was the second-best player in the league, arguably.
For a while, shorter time. But here's my point. That's beside the point. But my point is, were these guys already retired when they inherited the franchise?
No.
Jack Sikma is what I'm saying, and Spencer Haywood.
Oh, yes, they were.
So that's why.
About Kemp and Payton.
But they're not going to put Payton and Kemp because they were not retired when they got the franchise. You know what I mean? Which is petty.
Yeah.
You did Nick Collison?
Yeah, it's pathetic to have Nick Collison's jersey up there. And I'm trying to think about, and we're talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder retiring Nick Collison's jersey yesterday in a touching ceremony that you usually see. I mean, we saw it with Andre Johnson, and that's a future Hall of Famer. Nick Collison never won anything in the NBA individually or as a player, so you can take that for what that's worth.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to think about what other Houston athletes you could see this happening to. I don't think there's anyone in the world that this would happen to where you would see this situation.
Legitimately, what are the next Texans jerseys to be retired? Or
JJ
least, not
and
retired,
Nuke.
But hung.
JJ and Nuke.
Before JJ, before Nuke, Brian Cushing.
Okay. We're going to have a lifelong bet on this.
I think this is like a lock.
No.
You know what? When we do the toss with Sean, let's just ask him just an open-ended question. Don't tell him what you think or what I think. Just say open-ended question. Do you think Brian Cushing's jersey will be hung in the rafters?
Deal. He'll say no.
He'll say yes.
Okay, we'll see. We'll
solve. You're like angry about this.
No, it pisses me off because I freaking like stuff like this. I like honoring players, but when you lower the bar like that and you put Nick Collison up there, and I'll just take it a step further. I'll go ahead and do this. Have it ready, Figgy, because you know what's coming. Tyrone Collison doesn't get his jersey put up in the rafters at Oklahoma City. Race
car! I totally
Jamal get Collison does not get his jersey put up in the rafters at Oklahoma City.
Hell no.
D'Angelo Collison does not get his jersey up in the rafters at Oklahoma City. Doesn't happen. Just because you got this try-hard white guy, Nick Collison, doesn't mean you need to put his jersey in the rafters. And don't romanticize something that wasn't that great. Don't sit here and act like you built something. You had a 3-1 lead. Last time I checked, Nick Collison, you guys had a 3-1 lead to the Golden State Warriors, and you ended up choking it away. And then all of a sudden, the best player in franchise history, Kevin Durant, went away. And oh, by the way, did you see this jamoke Nick Collison's quote about Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Did you see what he said? Because Kevin Durant went and attended it because I guess Nick Collison was one of his mentors
He put himself on a par with Kevin Durant.
Nick Collison said on the night his jersey shamefully got retired, Nick Collison said, asked about Kevin Durant. He was a big part of things. He did just as much as anyone else. Just as much? He was the MVP. All-star every freaking year.
Just as much as anyone else. Now, here's the thing.
5 points and five rebounds, Nick Collison.
On your Nick Collison take, I agree 100%. Yeah, I don't disagree with you on Collison. All I'm saying is Brian Cushing did a lot more for the Texans than Nick Collison could have dreamed of.
But I don't even want Cushing's jersey up, and I like Cushing.
No.
But I wouldn't be as outraged as if Nick Collison, at least he did something.
Right.
Nick freaking Collison, you sat there in warm-ups half the time, and then you went out there and hustled around looking like an idiot. Are the Mavericks going to retire Eduardo Nahara's jersey next?
Hey, he could play a little
what
bit.
What do we need to do? Like, Otis Thorpe was better than Nick Collison. Why not put Otis Thorpe's jersey up there in the Raptors?
I'm sure there's some people who would like to see that.
He was just an all-star at one point.
Matt Bullard.
I mean, Scotty Brooks. You hustled a little bit and gave Hakeem Olajuwon and them a good look. You want to put him in the Raptors?
You just made me think of something.
My gosh.
Let me give you the Rockets equivalent to Brian Cushing. And tell me if his...
Brian Cushing or Nick Collison?
To Brian Cushing. I think. Maybe Nick Collison. I'm saying Brian Cushing. Would the Rockets or should the Rockets hang the jersey? It's kind of not apples to apples.
But I will say this, too, and I'll be fair to Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you win a championship, you can lower the bar. You guys didn't win a championship,
now,
though.
Now, the Rockets hang retired jerseys.
They have some good ones.
So let's say they're just hanging. So let's say they had a Ring of Honor, not a retired jersey, okay? For the sake of this question I'm going to ask you. Would the Rockets hang Mario Elie's jersey?
I mean, it would make a hell of a lot more sense than Nick Collison.
Yes, but it would be, he's more of a Brian Cushing type, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he won two championships.
Right.
I mean, he made a big play along the... I want to go ask all these idiots at Oklahoma City that were sitting there celebrating Nick Collison. I just want to go outside. And by the way, you should have seen the news stations there. I want to go ask these idiots, because I can go ask any Rockets fan. I can go ask any Rockets fan, hey, what's your favorite Mario Elie memory? And they know right off the top of their head.
Oh, yeah.
The corner three, the kiss against Phoenix. They know that.
Kiss of death.
I want to go ask all these idiots that were sitting there crying, who spent $80 on a Nick Collison jersey, knowing damn well they didn't have one when he played. I want to ask these idiots, what is your favorite Nick Collison memory? tell me your favorite memory from Nick Collison as a player. Was it when he clapped when Kevin Durant used to hit shots?
When he gave him five, when he dapped him up after a three?
Like, what was your favorite Nick Collison memory? Nick freaking Collison, man. I'm letting Nick Collison get me way too fired up. Mario Elie, though, two-time champ. I mean, he did more for the Rockets
again,
than he did.
Let's say it's not a retired jersey.
I would still give him a hard time, though.
Would they hang his jersey?
It's only about 6 years, so he only...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.